Friends, we are back. A new school year. How's everyone feeling?
Fantastic.
I got a feeling.
Ooh, ooh.
Today's gonna be a good day.
Yes, it is.
I love carpool. Carpool is a beautiful time. Kids get out of the car. They're smiling. Sometimes they're frowning, and then frown mm-hmm. turns to a smile, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most exciting part of the day. Gets me going. How about you?
I love morning carpool. It's just the best way to start my day mm-hmm. to see those smiles. Mm-hmm. Well, and they're not always smiles right. until they come out of the car and they hear the music that's going on.
Totally.
And then there's some fist bumps, some high fives, sometimes a little side hug. And I think the playlists are hitting it this year. I think it's a good thing.
I'd agree. I mean, on my side of the bridge, we got Forrest Frank going. Mm. He's having a good day. He's singing Hallelujah. He was down, but now he's up. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting.
I feel like at E-Gate, we've got a mix of playlists. We've okay. got everything from worship music to maybe some 50s throwbacks. And I don't know. It's just real upbeat. Whatever we're playing is upbeat and inspirational.
What's your favorite hit over there at E-Gate?
Oh, okay. Well, I love 50s music, but my favorite hit, I think, is Celebrate. Mm. You just can't be sad when you're celebrating.
Can't have a frown when yeah. you're celebrating.
It's really fun.
We would like to welcome you to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. My name is Gaia Altshuler. I'm the social-emotional counselor, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal, and Tara Morrow, our principal. And we are excited to introduce our podcast to you this year, which is going to be our main way of communicating. Can you share a little bit about why we chose the podcast format?
Yeah, we just thought that the podcast format would be a really cool way to invite you into your students' day and to hear not just about what they're learning academically, but to hear about some of the things that we are trying to infuse into our culture as a school, some of the social emotional things that we're discussing at school and things that kids are facing and the tools that we're trying to give them, and then also things that we're learning in chapel and how those reinforce our values and how they help your students grow.
I'm really excited about the podcast format because Oaks Christian does a really good job with communication. So much of it is written communication, which is really positive. And this is just a different kind of a vibe that yeah. we're going through, having conversations, maybe working through some things while we're recording. And I just think it's going to promote more conversations, which will be really positive. Yeah. So thank you for having me today, by the way.
Thank you for joining us today, Tara. We're so excited you're here with us today. And we envisioned this almost as an opportunity for you to catch up on all things Oaks Christian when you're waiting in line for carpool. You are dropping or picking your child up, and you are playing the podcast on your way out of Oaks. So to get started, Tammy, can you share a little bit with us about how the year has started from a student life perspective? What updates do we need?
Yeah, we're super excited about this school year. And, you know, coming off the summer, we had the Olympics, which is awesome. We had kids coming in talking about it. So we decided to kick off the year with a Team USA Day, and all the kids were wearing red, white, and blue and supporting just the US. It's really awesome to have those spirit days and have all of our kids participate. We had the Olympics going in the background. It was pretty awesome just before we started school. There's some other things that we've been focusing on are values. You guys have all heard these: trust, respect, and growth, mm-hmm. probably as much as our students. But in advisory, we've really been focusing on trust and respect these last couple weeks mm-hmm. and just unpacking some scenarios and mm-hmm. how we can exercise the behaviors that are necessary to be a trustworthy person or a respectful person in our community, which leads to us connecting more as a school. What are some things that we've been discussing in SEL, Gaia?
Yeah. So earlier this month, we had our first 4-8 parent coffee, which was really wonderful. We're so happy, those of you who are able to join us. We had an opportunity to talk about developmental milestones and how that intersects and correlates with our culture playbook. And it was a really wonderful opportunity to have our entire admin team share with all of the parents just a little bit about how we are all approaching our roles from a developmentally appropriate perspective. And I also just wanted to share all the ways that you can connect your child with the resources of social emotional development this year. A big common theme so far in my office this year is just about feeling connected to our community. And I know that starting the school year can feel a little overwhelming and daunting. So I just really want to invite your student to come to the Wellness Center to use this resource. One of the many ways they can contact me is via Access messaging. And as the parent as well, you are welcome to call anytime. But we are going to jump more into that topic of connection and building friendship and community as the podcast continues to launch. Tara, could you share a little bit about our chapels so far this year? They have been so beautiful and such a wonderful way to kick off the year.
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. So we are really excited about a couple of schedule changes we've made this year, and chapel is now in the morning. So I think that's the first step of this. We just love being able to start with the Lord in mind on Thursday mornings. And so we are meeting in a myriad of ways. We've actually had two all school chapels, which we're including, well, we're about to have our second one at the time of the recording of this pod. But last week we were able to meet as a whole school, grades 4-12, and Rob Black, our head of school, was the main speaker, and he just gave us some encouragement and a charge for the school year about how to be kind. And I think that that is a running theme that's gone all the way through even what we communicated to the entire school on the first day in our assembly. We really focused there, and so I'm excited about that. By the time you do listen to this podcast, we will have heard from Bob Goff, who is the writer of several books, including Love Does. You've probably read that before, but he is going to address all grades 4-12. So we're really excited to have him as an honored guest. Other kinds of chapels that we will be doing together is we might have grades 4-8 together. We might have 6-8 together and 4 and 5 together. And we will be talking, we've already started talking about what is chapel. Because if you're new to our school, you may have never been to a gathering like this before. So we wanted to really lay down the groundwork of what are we doing? Why are we meeting like this? And then with that comes, what is worship? Well, it's singing, it's saying scripture, it's praying, it's listening to a message. It's learning all together as a community. And I think we'll go through different topics all the way through the school year, including the kingdom of God is like, and then we'll fill in the blank. And then that will take us all the way through to the end of the year by looking at the book of Ephesians, which is one of Paul's epistles, and we're going to work on the armor of God. So that's going to be so exciting. I don't want to steal all of Mr. Moe's thunder, but it's going to be really an exciting journey for all of our students in grades 4-8. And then we'll have some other connection times with the high school as well. I think in the elementary grades 4 and 5, we will dive into some of those portrait of a graduate words. We've already gone through the word collaborative, and now we're on the word joyful, and just really talking about how we can emulate those amazing characteristics, which are biblical, and what we would like students to have in their hearts as they graduate from Oaks Christian as seniors. So we'll float through all of those things this year. And there's just always so much to talk about when you're a community focused on Christ. So we're excited about what's to come. Mrs. Cuckoo, I think you have some other things that you wanted to discuss about things like cell phones. So how's that going on campus?
Well, as you also know, you probably got a letter in August, and we talked about cell phones and the new procedures that we'd be exercising at school. And we really thought that it would be important this year for our students to connect. And we really have been exploring, like, what does true connection mean? It's an outcome that we want for all of our students. And the cell phones, we've always had students put cell phones away, right. But it was a constant topic of conversation.
Yeah.
But this year we are eliminating cell phones right away at the beginning of the day. We have a phone home box, you know, some
like
of you.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home. That was one of my favorite films.
Mine too.
I've asked some of our students if they know who E.T. is. They look at me like I'm crazy, and that's okay.
That's really sad, by the way.
But the phone boxes have been working out great. We've seen kids having conversations in the hallways, being less distracted in the classroom, more on task. We're seeing that campus-wide. So we're really excited about the new ways in which our students are going to connect. And we wanted to encourage you to connect at home this week. And we have a quote that we want to give to you that goes along with an action item that we have for you and your family this week. We're going to talk about setting goals. We think goal setting is really important. And if you can bring that exercise into your home, that'd be awesome. So the quote for this week is, setting goals is the first step to turning the invisible into the visible. And Gaia is definitely going to share with us an action item for you to turn the invisible into the visible. What do you have for us, Gaia?
Thank you. So I wanted to share with you all an activity called the One Page Miracle. And the heart behind this activity is to foster connection with your child. As you know, we're jumping into a new school year. There are so many to-dos. There are so many activities filling your child's schedule. And a lot of the to-dos on their plate right now are not ideas that they had for their day necessarily. They have to get to school by a certain time. There's certain expectations around homework and chores in the house. And so much of what they need to accomplish in a day has been put on them by an adult asking them to complete those tasks. So we wanted to encourage you to sit down with your child and do some goal setting that has to do with the goals that they have for themselves for this year. And I'm going to share an activity with you of how to do that. But the goal for us in sharing this activity with you is to build your child's intrinsic motivation. If they feel inspired to complete these goals, I think you'll notice a shift in how they present for a certain activity or what their excitement level is or the energy that they're bringing to something when it's their idea. So we are going to upload a document on the Access Pages, the grade level Access Pages. It's called the One Page Miracle, and it breaks down the question of what do I want for my life and what can I do to make it happen in my relationship. So with my relationship with my mom and dad, with my siblings and with my friends, in my schooling, so active goals for being at school, my relationship with my teachers, my chores, maybe outside of school and in the home. And then what are goals for myself? Physical goals, emotional goals, mental goals, and spiritual goals. So with connection being the goal, we would really encourage you to sit down with your child to have a conversation around what does it look like to build goals in these different areas. And as parents, maybe catch yourself. Try really hard not to give your child a goal, but to see what they're able to come up with on their own so that they have that drive and intrinsic motivation to complete it. And then a great question you can ask throughout the school year is to look back at these goals and ask yourself, maybe it's a question to ask when you're parenting or to encourage your child to ask themselves, does it fit? Does this action that I'm about to do or does this way I'm going to spend my time align with and fit with the goals that you made earlier this school year? So again, this activity is called the One Page Miracle. We're going to upload it to the Access page, and we're really excited to hear the positive impact this has on your family. We would love for you to share how this goes if you do choose to do this activity in your home. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ms. Morrow.
Thanks for having me. This is really fun. You guys are easy to talk to.
Love the time. Love that you guys took the time to join us mm-hmm. in the middle with you. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. We're excited to see where this goes this year, but thank you for setting aside 20 or 30 minutes in your morning to be informed, because we are a part of your village. We want to all do this together because they spend a substantial amount of time at school and at home. And when we are aligned, mm-hmm. we can do great things.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.